Hare Krishna. I just want to thank you, Madhavananda. Maybe the devotees don't know, but Madhavananda and myself, we know each other for a long time, and we have a very, let us say, we derive great pleasure in each other's association, because Madhavananda asked me to share, to comment something. I think I should say also something before starting the kirtan. I must say I was really happy to listen. I had a lot to do today and still have to do a lot, but I thought, no, I must hear the subject matter, and it was very nourishing. And I really have nothing to comment on the subject, but since you asked me to do kirtan, I do remember something from Brihad Bhagavatamrita on this doing kirtan in the holy dham. There it is stated that one should go to the different lila sthanas, that means the places where the Lord performed his pastimes. And I think we all remember this is a place where Krishna dug up the earth to find the wedding ring, the toe ring of Srimati Radharani, which Srimati Radharani obviously needed on her toes so that her in-laws would not again criticize her. Where's your wedding ring? Now you have no wedding ring. This shows us your unchaste nature. So Krishna dug up the earth, and if you look outside, it really looks as if someone dug up the earth here. Really. I do remember that there is this very nice injunction that as we go to the different places in Braj where the Leelas of the Lord took place, it is very good if we engage in kirtan. And I just remember how the kirtan should be done. There are special instructions how we should sing in that kirtan. And the instruction is we should sing in long drawn out melodies, which translates into practical kirtan language in slowly, so that we can hear and concentrate really on the holy name and remember also the lila. I was here with Burijan Prabhu a few times, and we sat just under this peepal tree and had long discussions amongst friends about the directions we wished our lives to take. And I remember during this time a conversation. In the conversation, one subject came up, that is, how can Krishna be more present in our life? And obviously, the answer we found is, let us go more to the holy dham, let us also go to the lila stans and do kirtans. And we sat here with a pair of kartals and we sang slowly, turning to Giriraj, the kirtan of the Lord, because through kirtan, that is comes from the syllable kirt, to glorify Krishna. Krishna is really listening, and the Bhagavatam says in the sixth canto, when the Lord hears someone singing his names, even if it is not done perfectly, the Lord will think, this person has sung my names. He is mine now. He belongs to me. He is in my group. So I think it is a wonderful invitation, Maravananda, that you have extended to us, that we take now some time to sit here where the Lord is has performed this amazing Leela, where he made the impossible possible. You know, there were no toe rings in the ground of Braj, but Krishna wished them to be there to please Srimati Radhika and to help her to get out of this dilemma of having lost her toe ring, you know, which her in-laws would take as a means to criticize. So Krishna helps us also, especially as we chant his holy names. He says, this person is now my person. I will take care of him. I will be with him. I will be there in his life. I must protect him. This is a benefit which is afforded to us in the Holy Dham. And it is also, I really feel this Leela stance, or these places where the pastimes took place and take place in an uppercut way, offer us a unique invitation. The invitation is, you are now here where Krishna is, where Krishna performed his pastimes, and you can now, of course, we are not always self-realized souls, so we have a veil between us and Krishna, a veil which keeps Krishna a little distant from us. But as we sit here and make our noise, I call kirtan at this stage still, you know, this is a kirtan of imperfect souls. Then Krishna hears us. He's here and he thinks that these persons who they call out to me, they try their best. I must protect them. Coming to the Dham means to come to the home of God. And yes, because we are still imperfect, the Lord sometimes keeps himself hidden from us by this veil of Prodamaya, which is there in the Dham. It's like if you come to a house of a very important personality, I mean really big personality, he may say, oh, he's in my house, but I don't really want to see him. And he stays in the inner compartments, and he may have curtains, protective curtains, that even if he passes by the open door, people whom he doesn't want that they see him, don't see him. But imagine the people who have come to the house of an important person, starting to make kirtans, or starting to make music, or making their kirtan. And will that person not think, well, they do now music for me, maybe I should just briefly come. You know, and he may draw the curtain for a moment so that we can have some contact with the person. So, yes, we are here in the Holy Dham. We are in Bichuakund. The Lord is also here, and he may not yet have shown himself to everyone of us. But now we can take instruments in our hands, make our Hare Krishna Hare Ram noise, the Lord will understand. They want, they are sincerely trying. Their kirtan is not yet perfect. They have hearts which are still a little covered, but they are trying. So he will in some way remove the curtain. What does this mean? Well, when the imperfect soul does kirtan and Krishna decides to give his mercy, then what will happen is that by his mercy the heart is getting purified. You should not say, I'm doing kirtan. I'm now purifying my heart. I'm a kirtani. My God, am I advanced. No. When you sing sincerely, then Krishna thinks, he tries. It is a humorous try, but he tries. Then Krishna will purify the heart from the dirt, and you will become more humble. And when the heart is more purified, then the eyes are opening, and the ears are opening, and everything is opened. So we will, in this consciousness, we will humbly try to sing. Thank you. How kind of you. Thank you. This is for the voice. This is a dose which is not it's the good dose. Good. Oh yeah, I was hoping it wouldn't be too strong and the voice would be on fire now. Okay, so I need a pair of cartel here. I have here. And then I'm a little slow. I'm trying my best, but it's like this, Madhavananda. As you talk, you really present the subject from so many wonderful angles. And because I'm trying to listen very carefully, I'm totally in this talk. And then I cannot multitask. I'm can only do one thing at one time. And then you ask, oh, can you now please say something? I'm saying, where are we, first of all? and you know, then it takes a little time. It's only this. I'm not a modern person. I'm a little slow. So, my dear devotees, this is our chance now. You are ready? Will you try your best? The request is, we will chant slowly. That means those who are liking fast kirtans, at the moment stop your cattle playing. It won't be useful. Later, when we are in your desired speed, you take the cattles and play. Let us turn to Krishna. Let us really try to sing for his pleasure. We are in his house. Let us reach his ear so that he may show us the mercy he chooses to show us.